Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Maybe we could build a fire, sing a couple of songs, huh? Why don't we try that?
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Yes, sir. Happy days are here again.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
What are you doing?
I'm starting a fight. He's gonna finish it for me.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This hour, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, the defending, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio era, having defended that title now, get this, better than 30 years into our fourth decade of live coast-to-coast radio on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and, of course, the American Forces Network. Speaking of iHeart, have you downloaded the iHeartRadio app yet? Talking about that, just go to iHeartRadio.com. Download the iHeartRadio app and take Ring Talk Live Worldwide anywhere you go, 24-7 around the world, on your smartphone, of course, or your tablet or your computer online. And then, of course, man, I'm doing this fourth hour, Sports Overnight America Weekend, Saturday nights. We cover all sports, including combat sports. We have the combat sports recap brought to you by AlchemyWater.com. There is a difference in the water you drink. Check it out, AlchemyWater.com, A-L-K-A-M-E. Water.com, alchemywater.com. We do this combat sports recap. We talk NFL. Of course, we talk a little Major League Baseball. We got it all going on with a fourth hour of Pedro Fernandez on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Saturday nights, 10 p.m. Pacific time, Sports Overnight America Weekend. Coming up, the CEO, the iconic one. I'm talking about the man that brought us Strikeforce. Now he's the CEO at Bellator MMA, Mr. Scott Coker on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You tune to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, and you know this is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and the American Forces Network. Respect comes to you, and you can hold your man.
Heartburn sufferers can now eat at the corner of Look Spicy and I'm Going In. That's because Walgreens makes it easy with new Nexium 24-Hour. Now the number one prescribed acid-blocking brand is available without a prescription for frequent heartburn. So swing by Walgreens. You'll be in and out with the protection you need to spice things up. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
May take 1 to 4 days for full effect. Use as directed to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
Waiting for settlement or annuity payments but need cash now? Stop waiting years for your money. Now you have a better choice. We're Novation, and we'll pay a large lump sum of cash in exchange for settlement or annuity payments. You get the upfront cash you need and let Novation do the waiting. Call our toll-free assistance line right now and get our free DVD that explains in easy-to-understand terms how you can turn future settlement or annuity payments into cash. At Novation, we've helped thousands of people improve their lives. How? By listening to each customer with respect and tailoring a cash solution that met their individual needs. Let Novation help you too. Call now and get your free DVD rushed to you today. Our specialists are standing by awaiting your call. Call 800-541-0769. That's 800-541-0769. Again, call 800-541-0769. Simply call Novation toll-free at 800-541-0769 and get your money when you need it.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now. 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He's recovering from an accident.
12 minutes past the hour. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and, of course, the American Forces Network. Ring Talk Live Worldwide MMA Hour. Of course, Ring Talk airs Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time. Saturday for an hour, we combine both boxing and MMA into that 1 hour at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then we come back Sunday with a 2 hour show. 1 hour of boxing, 1 hour of mixed martial arts. Now, without further induction, my next guest is an iconic figure in the world of mixed martial arts. In 1985, he founded Strikeforce. Of course, many years later, he sold that to the UFC and the brand sort of evaporated. But the bottom line is Scott Coker has made his mark in the world of mixed martial arts. Scott, a very good morning, dear. Take that back. Good afternoon, sir.
Nice to be here.
How's life treating you?
It's been really busy, and we've been doing a lot of fights. I've been there about I want to say close to 90 days, and it's been a lot of fun, a lot of work, and I think we're making some good headway here.
So we're talking about you being CEO at Bellator, of course, Bellator MMA, an exciting program that's brought to you by Spike TV each and every Friday night now?
Yeah, it's Friday night. It's on at 9 o'clock here. It's on 9 in the East Coast, and it's tape delayed. But yes, it's correct. It's Friday night on Spike TV at 9 p.m. here on the West Coast.
You know, I really got off on Bellator when they hit Spike TV, and I thought it was a good idea. They were doing these tournaments, and they were crowning champions through tournaments and things like that. And then all of a sudden, Bellator went off the air for a while. They weren't on Spike TV. Then things were going on, and of course, Rebney left. Bjorn Rebney, the man that was your in your role before you took over as CEO, and he's gone. And with him, I guess he took some. He took some baggage with him, didn't he?
Which one?
Do you think he took some baggage with him? I mean, you know, because Bjorn didn't have the greatest reputation in the world.
Well, you know, I'm not really sure. I mean, I know what it takes to start a league from scratch. It's very difficult. It's very hard. It's very stressful. And you know, I'm sure that you have to take that into consideration when you're talking about starting a new fight league and kind of building it to where he got it. And let's face it, he got a great TV deal on Spike. He got a great partner in Viacom, and he took it to a level that a lot of people, you know, have not taken it, because how many MMA companies over the last 10, 15 years, you know, have started and had never got to that point? So you got credit for that. And you know what? I don't want to disparage anybody's character, but
I understand.
It's just something that he is who he is, and I am who I am, and we just have different styles of running a business and I'm going to focus on what it takes for us to be successful and move forward.
Okay, Scott Coker, what is your style?
First of all, the one thing that we got rid of for now, and it's not something that is permanent. It's just, I just felt like in the first 6 months of the company, maybe even the first year, we had to take a step back from the tournaments. Because although, growing up in martial arts, you compete in tournaments, and that's kind of how you really test your skills is through these tournament experiences. I just felt that, in Strikeforce, we were really successful in building stars and finding the new athletes, through big super fights. And the tournament format, I think, can work, but I think it only works when you have, let's say you have an 8-man tournament or 8-woman tournament, and each one of those athletes are, a sizable, recognizable athlete, mm-hmm. on their own. And then you put them together, then you have this massive tournament. But, to put a lot of people that we've heard of and put them into a tournament, Then what happens is you end up with some fights that maybe you don't want to see, some fights that the fans don't want to see, and you really don't have any flexibility because the flexibility is taken out because of the structure of the tournament and then the brackets.
So are you making the matches too?
We have matchmakers. We have Rich Chu and we have Zach Light, but I'm very heavily involved in the matchmaking process. It's always been my philosophy in leaving the companies in the past is that matchmaking is done by committee. It shouldn't be done just by one person. And all the top line fights you see on TV, I'm going to have a heavy influence on who fights who.
You know, I remember going to the HP Pavilion, the Shark Tank, call it what you want. It's had like 1,000 different names, but you sold that place out with people like Gina Carano and Kung Lee and people like that. And I remember one night I went and I didn't know the Vietnamese flag. Somehow I didn't recognize that. And I saw all these flags, thousands of them. Like there must have been 10,000 Kung Lee fans there on a sold out night. Was he selling that many tickets at that point in time?
I mean, I think that the answer is yes. I mean, Kung was one of the biggest stars here in San Jose, and I think the biggest night that that we had in San Jose with Kung fighting was the night that he fought Frank Shamrock. Mm-hmm. And we sold half the arena to Frank Shamrock fans and half the arena to the Kung Lee fans, and Kung brought all his flags. You could definitely see who's voting for who based on what side of the arena they were on and if they had the flags or not. And, that's something I'll never forget. That was a moment in history, in MMA history that I'm really proud of was that fight between Frank and Kung.
Okay. What are the weight classes for Bellator?
It's the same as the unified rules. We have from heavyweight and 205, 185, 170, 155, 145, 135. And then right now we have a female division at 145 that we're going to start having fights on Spike TV and in Bellator in our October 24th show. Marlis Canoe will be making her return, and we'll announce her opponent soon. And then we're looking at adding one more division, but we're not exactly sure which way, but it'll be something that we'll announce probably in the next 30 days.
Okay. Ronda Rousey victim Miesha Tate says that sex will help sell MMA. Is she right?
I mean, look, the most dangerous fighter in the planet, before Ronda came around was Cyborg.
Yeah.
And people like to see her too. People like to see, somebody that can really just bring it. And she brought it. And Ronda, being an Olympic level, medalist in judo, she brought a whole other skill set to MMA. And she did well too. So I just think you just have to have something, you just have to have a unique character about yourself and your style. And if you can fight and you can bring it, people are going to want to watch.
Bellator means a warrior in Latin, folks. 9 p.m. Eastern time, of course, 9 p.m. Pacific time, Friday nights. Now, is this set in stone for a while, Scott? Is this going to be steady, or are there going to be a lapse in shows?
Well, we have a season that goes through November 15th.
Mm-hmm.
But on the 15th, it'll be our one Saturday night show, and that's the fight between Tito Ortiz and Stephon Bonner. And we're moving that to a Saturday night special. Starts at 9 p.m. goes to midnight on the East Coast as well as Pacific. And Michael Chandler will fight Will Brooks. We're going to add Paul Daly in the mix, probably King Mo. And then we got one more fight we're going to add in the near future. So it's going to be a stacked card. It's our season finale. It's like our Super Bowl. That's the only card that's on a Saturday. Other than that, we go every Friday between now and the 15th.
Bellator MMA, the president's on the line from Silicon Valley. I'm talking about Mr. Scott Cook. We'll spend some more time with Scott. We've got open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. If you haven't downloaded the iHeartRadio app yet, shame on you. Download the iHeartRadio app and take Ring Talk anywhere you go, 24-7 on your tablet, online with your computer or your smartphone. 24-7, I'm talking about Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the iHeartRadio Network. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Please take me with you. Yes. How I'd love to walk down that golden street. Hand in hand with you where all the lovers meet. Whoa, I
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You know, it's been bittersweet because this is where I started my career. This is where I built my career, all in this organization, you know. So it's bittersweet to see it go. But you know what, man? It's all about progression. And, you know, I was actually going to be out of Strike Force anyway. But, you know, it's a business, man. We really have no idea what went on behind the scenes to get to this point. So outside of just emotionally feeling like, man, I would have loved Strike Force to continue on, I really don't know much on the subject.
Coming back with Daniel Cormier. Of course, taking on John Jones for the UFC light heavyweight title of January 3rd. 205 pounds, getting it on in Las Vegas. Cormier unbeaten. Former Strike Force Grand Prix champion, beat Josh Barnett, beat Frank Mir. I mean, Daniel Cormier is a real deal at a heavyweight. And, of course, he's really, like, going to be the guy, I think, at 205 pounds as well. John Jones will find out January the 3rd. Bellator MMA, Bellator 126, this Friday, September 26th, 9 p.m. in the East, 9 p.m. in the West, Phoenix, Arizona, Grand Canyon University Arena, on top of the main event. World title fight, folks, middleweights. Alexander Shomolenko, 50-8. 50 wins, 8 draws, stands 5'11", 185 pounds. Of course, that is the middleweight limit. Brandon Housley, unbeaten, 7-0, stands 5'11", as well, 185 pounds. Even fight here, or one guy's got a lot of experience, the other guy's green. How do you break this down, Scott Coker? Scott? Oh, we lost him. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. We'll try to get the president of Viacom, of course, the Viacom run, Bellator MMA. Bellator MMA, of course, taking over, did Scott Coker from Bjorn Rebney, and Bjorn Rebney and I were always the best of friends. Not anyway, but Scott Coker will be back online hopefully in just a minute. We'll be able to talk about this main event this coming Friday night, 9 p.m. in the East, 9 p.m. in the West. We'll talk about Bellator 126, Alexander Shemelenko, and Brandon Housley, undefeated against experience. Which way is it going to go? I don't know. I wonder what Zach Attack Young thinks about that one. Of course, the bottom line is Ring Talk Live Worldwide here Saturday and Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Now, Sky Coker, the main event this Friday night, 9 p.m. in the East, 9 p.m. in the West. I'm talking about Spike TV. Alexander Shemelenko, 50-8, a grizzled veteran, 50 wins, 8 losses, 185-pound middleweight. Taking on Brandon Housley for the Bellator World Middleweight title. He stands at 5'11" as well, 7 and zip. Is this experience against inexperience? How does this fight break down?
You know what? I mean, if you look at Brandon Housley, I watched him fight for the first time in Pechanga. And, you know, here's a guy that how many wrestling matches has this guy been in? And how many, you know, jiu-jitsu fights has he been in? And you can take all that into consideration, you know, when you put the fight together. But, you know, he beat a great opponent, Pechanga, and won, you know, the 185-pound tournament finals. And which, to me, I feel comfortable putting him in up against Sushko. That's been the natural progression with all these tournament, you know, finalists to eventually fight the champion. And that's going to happen this Friday against Shlomenko in Phoenix. And I think it's going to be a great fight. I think it's going to be, you know, can Hall get him to the ground and can Shlomenko keep him standing up? Mm-hmm. I think that each one of those guys has their own strengths and weaknesses, and we'll see what happens on Friday.
The Bellator MMA roster has its share of pit bulls. Patricky Pitbull. Obviously, that's a stage name. I hope his father's last name wasn't Pitbull. But Marcin Held, Pitbull being 13-5, 155-pound lightweights. Marcin Held, 19-3, all 5'9", 2-inch height advantage to Marcin Held. Break this one down for me.
Well, you know what? You know, when your name is Pitbull, you got to bring it. You got to have the stand-up game. You got to have the ground game. And, you know, it's a tremendous, both of them are tremendous athletes. And what I like about that fight is I think that, you know, there was a time where you were a striker or you were a wrestler or you were a jiu-jitsu guy. But now these guys have really molded into a complete fighter. And I think that's what you see from both these guys on Friday is that they've, you know, kind of become the modern-day MMA fighter. And we're expecting some fireworks.
Are you surprised the Brazilians are now in the rearview mirror? I mean, I think there's only one Brazilian champion in the UFC. I think that's Jose Aldo, 145. But outside of that, no more.
You know, I tell you, it comes down to has the athlete made the adjustment? Because, as I said, in today's market, you have to have the complete game. And if you're a great jiu-jitsu guy, but you don't have good stand-up, or you can't wrestle, you're going to be a serious disadvantage because you're going to fight somebody that can do both or do all three, excuse me. And so to me, if you're fighting in today's MMA landscape, you better be able to wrestle. You better have some jiu-jitsu or have some anti-jiu-jitsu, as Daniel Cormier calls it. And then you better be able to strike because if you can't strike and it ends up being stand-up and you can't take the guy down, the guy is just going to, you know, take it, you know, kickbox you, and you're going to be at a disadvantage if you don't know how to kickbox. So, you know, I think today's good fighters know that they have to do it to all three, and that's really where I think maybe some of the fighters that, you know, have certain disciplines and they just love their discipline, they have yet to make the crossover. But you know, I think everybody will eventually, and the landscape will look pretty much the same. But you know, right now there's still some pockets that haven't made the transition.
Okay. Daniel Cormier, the former Strikeforce, the last Strikeforce Grand Prix heavyweight champion. He won that tournament, of course, and he looked stellar in doing so. That was at heavyweight, dropped down to 205 pounds. Now, you had him under extended contract for a long time. What does he bring to the dance against John Jones January 3rd?
You know, I'm really proud of Daniel and tell you a great story. Bob Cook says, hey, I want to introduce you to a new fighter we have at AK, and this is going to be the next guy. So we meet here in Willow Glen in San Jose, and he walks in, and, you know, he's probably about 265, 270 at that time. And he, you know, he explained to me his pedigree. He's an Olympic wrestler, and I said, well, have you, you know, do you kickbox? Have you boxed before? Have you had any stand-up striking? No. Have you done any jiu-jitsu? No. And Bob Cook was really the guy that talked me into signing him. He said, Scott, I'm telling you, this guy can do it. So we sign him, and then he goes to the program over to AKA and starts, you know, training with Cain Velasquez and Luke Rockhold and Hung Lee at that time and all these other great fighters. And then within a year, here was this Olympic-level wrestler, within a year, to kickbox. And he proved that when he fought Jeff Munson on one of the cards in Dallas. I believe it was Dallas. And then now, you know, you look at him and he's got a complete game. And so that's really what it's all about to me. It's like, as a martial artist, you know, you owe it to yourself and you owe it to, you know, the fans or the league or whoever, you know, to continue growing as a martial artist and not just, you know, stick to your one style. And he's a guy that's, you know, that's really done it. And I tell you, I think he's going to beat John Jones. I think John Jones could catch him early, and that's, you know, it could be like that. But I don't see, if he doesn't catch him early, I think it's going to be a long night for John Jones because he's just going to be on his back.
Okay. Bellator 127 going October the 3rd. Of course, that's on Spike TV as well. Do these preliminary fights, you put them on the web, or are they available for people to watch or what?
Yeah, the preliminary fights, that we air them on Spike.com, and they could check them out there.
Fantastic. Now, Bellator, where do you want to take Bellator? I mean, this is now your baby. I mean, right? Where do you want to take it?
I mean, I think that you saw what we did with Strikeforce.
Yeah.
I mean, we just proved that. Look, you can have a successful league. You can pack the stadium in big stadiums, not just, you know, small stadiums. We can do big stadium shows. You can have some of the greatest fighters on the planet fighting for you. Look at a lot of our fighters that are fighting today, or that we're fighting in Strikeforce that we built, the Tyron Woodleys, the Daniel Cormiers, the Luke Rockholes.
Yep.
I mean, Ronda fought for us. But even before that, there was Gina Carano, and the list goes on and on and on. I think that, we're gonna instill here at Bellator what we had over there, which is we're very good star identifiers, star builders. And, going back to what I was saying earlier, in Strikeforce, we proved that you can have great fighters in the top 10 and have some of the greatest fighters in the world, have a fight league that competes at the highest level, do big stadiums, have a great television deal, have great sponsorship deals, and not be the UFC. So to me, we're going to do something along those lines. But, you know, the difference now is we're not in 23 million households. We're now in 100 million households with Spike. And if you look at our ratings, they've just been phenomenal. People don't have to pay for it. You just tune in on Friday nights, and you know where to find us. And it's, you get all these great fights free on Spike.
Okay, we're talking about Bellator MMA, folks. Bellator means warrior, of course. The Bellator Heavyweight Championship. Now, when you talk heavyweights, we're talking 205 plus to 265?
205 would be the max for light heavyweight.
Okay. So it's 205. Anything over 205, we're talking heavyweight, right?
Yes.
Have you thought about installing any other weight classes in between there? Because that's a bit of a steep from 205 pounds to 265. Some of these guys are like 270-pound monsters, and they're fighting guys 210 pounds, 215 pounds. I mean, Cormier came down. I thought he could have licked a lot of the heavyweights. Maybe not Cain, but I thought he could have licked a lot of heavyweights. He did. But isn't that too much of a size differential there?
You know what? And so you're just saying, should we add like one more heavyweight division,
like a super heavyweight class or something like that?
Yeah, well, super heavyweight starts at 265, so you're saying maybe like 225 or 230.
Yeah,
have a cutoff over there. You know what? I really haven't thought about it, but it's an interesting idea. I mean, I think there's a lot of great athletes that would fall right into that wheelhouse, and would love to have a division that's just right in there at 235 or 230 for them.
Why has MMA taken off like it has? I mean, it's like a Saturn V rocket headed to the moon. It just, there seems to be no turning back.
You know what, I tell you, it's what your kids or my kids or everybody's kids grew up on, and it's been around for a long time. A lot of people forgot that there was the early days between 93 and 2005 when UFC got on Spike and had the big fight between Bonner and Franklin Bonner? Yes,
yeah.
Franklin.
Yeah.
Not Franklin, I'm sorry. It was Forrest Griffin and Bonner.
Forrest Griffin.
Before that fight, and it took off. I mean, there was a whole, you know, but it was, you know, it's the fight. It's what the kids grew up on today, just like when I was growing up. I mean, everybody watched boxing. I mean, that's kind of what was on free TV, and that's how we grew up. And boxing was the sport, the combat sport. But in today's era, you know what? It's something that, you know, I asked a couple of kids one time. I said, you know, what is it that you like about it? And they said, it's raw, it's fast, and it's explosive. And I think it just fits right with what the kids are doing today. You know, they're on their phones, and they're on their, and they're chatting, and they're tweeting, and they're listening to music, and they're, you know, they're doing, having multitask, you know, many things all at once. And I think that's where MMA fits in, is something that's very explosive. And like you said, it's fast. And
Scott Coker's like, Scott, you got time for one more segment?
Sure.
All right, you tune to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 1-800-878-7529. We'll go through the Bellator roster next on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
With me right now.
Hi, this is Fred Dreyer. FanDuel.com is the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. Entry fees start at just $1. No season-long commitment, no upfront fees. Play each week or whenever you want. FanDuel is paying out more than $10 million every single week, but you have to play to win, so sign up today. Go to FanDuel.com and click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner. Use my code DRYER and sign up now. That's FanDuel.com, code word DRYER.
.75,000 miles is more than just a milestone for your car. It's a reminder. Because your engine may look the same outside, but that doesn't mean it hasn't aged inside. That's why we created Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. The world's first high mileage motor oil designed to fight the hidden causes of breakdown. Leaks, deposits, friction, and sludge. So extend the life of your engine with the proven protection of Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call now, 877-499-MY-TV.
Located in the heart of Silicon Valley, connected to the Santa Clara Convention Center and steps from the new Levi's Stadium, the Hyatt Regency Santa Clara has the facilities to host conferences large and small, with over 60,000 square feet of meeting and reception space. In addition to over 500 luxury guest rooms, the Hyatt Regency Santa Clara features a variety of food and beverage outlets, including Tusca Restaurant, Evolution Cafe and Bar, and the Sushi and Sake Lounge. Nestled conveniently in the high-tech capital near Great America Theme Park, Intel Museum, Shoreline Amphitheater, HP Pavilion, and Stanford University, the hotel offers 1 gigabyte internet connection. For more information, visit santaclara.hyatt.com or call 408-200-1234. That's 408-200-1234.
Calling all motorheads, it's time to rise up and pay homage to the Freak Nation. Or just flip your fat radio on to Speed Freaks every Sunday night at 7 Pacific on the Sports Byline USA Network. Join me, Kenny Sargent, with Statman and Crash Gladys for a freak of a good time as we drop in on the biggest names in motorsports, from IndyCar to NASCAR, the drags to Supercross, and a big-time rock and roll band from time to time. That's Speed Freaks, Sunday nights at 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Little Lost Lonely Boys on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Have you downloaded the iHeartRadio app yet? If you haven't, what are you waiting for? Go to iHeartRadio.com, download the iHeartRadio app, take Ring Talk anywhere you go on your smartphone or your tablet or live online on your computer. We got it going on. iHeartRadio Network /talk. Ring Talk. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 30-plus years now, the longest-running fight show in history, on the line from Silicon Valley. The man that brought us the Strike Force, of course, fighting championship, which sort of evaporated when Zuffa Sports and the UFC bought them up. And that must have been one hell of a thing. I mean, to sell the company, your dreams and that, and to sell your company? Of course, you got a big fat check for it, but was there some emotional thing there in letting it go, Scott?
Yeah, I would say it definitely was a very emotional decision. But, you know, when you have partners, and which was the guys that owned the San Jose Sharks, Silicon Valley Sports Entertainment at the time, you know, they thought it was a great opportunity. And, you know, they don't love martial arts like maybe you do or I do or, you know, somebody else. They looked at it as a business, and they saw it as a great business opportunity. And, you know, my choices at that point were like, look, you know, I could end up with a partner that doesn't want to, you know, maybe be there because they're looking to do the deal with Zuffa or sell the company. At that point, I made a decision, let's go ahead and sell it.
Okay, the Bellator, we're talking with Scott Coker, folks, the president of Bellator MMA. You can check out Bellator on the web at Bellator, B-E-L-L-A-T-O-R, Bellator.com, or just punch in Bellator MMA in your Google thing. It'll take you to the website. And, of course, the current world heavyweight champion Bellator is Vitaly Minnikov, 14-0, undefeated, 265 pounds. What's he bring to the dance?
Well, I tell you, first time I saw him fight was when he fought and beat Chuck Congo. And, from that point forward, I was a believer. Tough guy. And, again, he's another one of those guys that has a complete game and can strike or take it to the ground and, very, very durable. Tough kid. So he's a current world champion. And we look forward to him fighting probably sometime early next year. He's coming off a couple of injuries right now and look for him to heal up.
All right, your light heavyweight title holder has got a beautiful back fist. Emmanuel Newton, 24-7, turned that back fist on King Mo, didn't he?
Well, not only King Mo, but 2 weeks ago, or a week ago this past Friday, he fought another gentleman by the name, they call him the Mexicutioner.
Yeah.
And Joey Beltran, and yep. He did the same thing, same technique. And the knockout was even worse than the King Mo. It was brutal.
You know, if you don't bob and weave against that guy, there's a good shot you're going to catch that back fist. You know, you've got to be bobbing and weaving all the time.
He's got a very unique style, a unique rhythm of fighting, and I think it throws a lot of people off.
Okay. The middleweight champion, 185 pounds, the aforementioned Alexander Shemelenko, 50-8, 50 wins, 8 draws. Talk to me about him.
Well, I tell you, he did fight Tito Ortiz, and he had his defeat against Tito, but you know, other than that, I'm telling you, this guy fighting at 185, and again, he had to move up to fight Tito.
Mm-hmm.
But anybody that he's fought at 185, he's just really taking it to him. So he's a guy that's a great striker. I've seen him knock people out with body punches, head punches. I've seen him seen him submit people. But I'd say another tough kid from Russia, and, he's building his own legacy. Let's see how far he can get.
The welterweight champion, I think, is a bit of a monster. Douglas Lima, 26-5. 12 TKOs or KOs, 11 submissions, 3 decision wins. He's scary.
Yeah, he's scary. And, the fight we're looking to put him in when he's healed up, because right now he's injured as well. Otherwise, we would put him together with Paul Daly for the November 15th fight card. So we're going to have to wait till early next year. But from my understanding, he should be healed up, ready to go by March of next year. And, we'll get him back in the cage.
Now, we have an interim champion, 155 pounds of lightweight division, Will Brooks. What's up with the interim title?
Well, he won the interim championship in May, fighting Michael Chandler, who was supposed to fight Eddie Alvarez at that time.
Uh-huh.
Eddie was he had some concussion issues, so he didn't fight. So they brought Will Brooks in, and Will actually beat, Michael that night, and it was upset. It was like the Rocky story, basically. And so now we're going to let him fight on November 15th in San Diego, free on Spike, and let him have a rematch with Michael Chandler. And, this time they'll both have time to prepare properly and see what happens.
Scott Coker is our guest host, the president of Bellator MMA, Friday nights, 9 p.m. in the East, 9 p.m. in the West on Spike TV. Check him out. Of course, their prelims are at Spike.com.
Yes, Spike.com.
Now, we talked about Patricky Pitbull being on the Bellator roster. At featherweight, we have the featherweight title holder. I'm talking about Patricio Pitbull, 22-2. What's with all the Pitbulls?
Well, I tell you, you know what? I mean, like I said, with that kind of name, you know that you're going to have to be able to fight. And,
well, Pat Curran found out.
Yeah, exactly. That, you know, that was another great fight. I mean, the first one was a great fight, and the one that I saw in person up there at the William Sun, these guys brought it, man. And you know what? They had the ground game. They had the submission attempts. They had the striking, great punching, good, you know, knockdowns, get up. I mean, both of them are warriors. And it was Pitbull's night. So, you know, will there be a rubber match at some point down the line? Maybe, but, you know, we'll put him in there with some other guys first and let him test them out.
Eduardo Dantas, a bantamweight, that's 135 pounds. What does he bring to the dance at 16-3?
Well, we're going to have him fight Joe Warren here in about 3 weeks.
Okay.
And so we'll find out. We're going to...
Warren, 11-3?
Yep. And, you know, I know I followed Warren for a long time, even when he's fighting in Dream in Japan. And so he's been around a long time, great wrestling background. And we're going to give him a shot in about 3 weeks on Spike TV.
Do you like the cage better than you do the ring as far as MMA fights are concerned? I mean, do you have a preference?
You know what? I enjoy both, honestly. When Pride was in business, I really loved watching Pride in the ring. I love watching Strikeforce in the cage. I think that, you know, they're both fun to watch. And really, it's happening what's inside the fighting apparatus and not so much the fighting apparatus.
Okay. So that guy Warrior that's been the MMA fighter that went nuts and has been arrested and all that kind of stuff in California regarding some attack on his girlfriend porn star in Las Vegas. But the guy supposedly took Ken Shamrock's daughter to Mexico and left her there. Does this guy got a death wish?
Boy, I didn't know about the Ken Shamrock story.
Yeah, took Ken Shamrock's daughter to Mexico and left her there. Just left her stranded.
Oh, my God. I mean, you know what? I'm surprised. Ken didn't come, you know, have a cut talk with him.
Believe me, I'm telling you, I think that talk is going to happen. I just think it's going to happen in time.
Well, I tell you, you know what? I got some firsthand information right away from some of the friends that were involved, but that knew him. You know, basically said, "Look, here's what happened, and here's some pictures." And the pictures that came out on the internet about. His girlfriend that came out 4 days later, I had them probably within 2 hours of when she came out of the or was admitted into the hospital. Mm-hmm. So for us, it was a no-brainer to release War Machine and say, "Hey, you it's time for you to go away and get away from Bellator and get away from MMA." So, you know, we took action right away. Then 4 days later, you know, the pictures came out and everybody saw what happened and they said, "Yeah, you know, it's a good call." But I had that information firsthand. And you know, there's no room for that in MMA. I mean, you're a professional fighter, for God's sake. I mean, you know, there's no room for that in anywhere, not just MMA, but let alone somebody that's fighting as a professional fighter. You know, fighting other men. There's no room for any kind of you know, domestic violence. We have a zero tolerance policy, and we're going to stick by it.
Scott Coker is our guest, folks. He's the president of Bellator MMA, Bellator, BELLATOR, Bellator.com. And, of course, Bellator MMA going every Friday night. And for years I've been telling you how exciting it was, even though I wasn't the best of friends with Bjorn Rebney. Me and Bjorn go back to the boxing days. But I got a question for you, Scott. Fallon Fox, did Fallon Fox be able to fight chicks when she was born a guy?
You know what? Personally, I have mixed feelings on that, and I'm not sure if I have a real opinion one way or the other. I just think that, you know, is it unfair a little bit? It might be because, you know, you were born one way, and then you know you decide to make a change. Which is, hey, that's up to them. That's you know that's their decision. But you know, to go fight females, I think there might be a little bit of an advantage.
What a big puss! I mean, I hate to put it to you like that, but you know that was, I mean, I couldn't imagine that. I just couldn't. I mean, I want to fight girls now. What? You were born a guy, like Ronda said. Ronda Rousey said you can't undo going through male puberty as a male.
Right. Right. Okay. And you know what? Like you know, but you know, then I think Fallon got beat. So hey, you know, you never know, right? I mean. It's I don't know. That's a very unique situation, and it's something that you know. I think that you know, there is a somewhat of an advantage there for Fallon.
Are five-round title fights designated in the in Bellator only as main events and or championship fights?
Actually, right now, it's only for the championship fights.
Okay, so the main event will still be, if it's a non-title fight, it's three rounds.
That's correct.
Do you think there's room to add rounds to these fights? Do you think five-minute rounds is sufficient?
You know, I'll tell you, I think five rounds is sufficient. I think that, you know, that's a lot of combat time because these are not three-minute rounds. These are five-minute rounds. And, you know, you're talking about 25 minutes of fighting, and it's a lot of time to see who should win and who should lose. I think it's enough.
Scott Coker, what about Pride, that 10-minute opening round? That was like, that separated the boys from, like, the girls. Good Lord.
Boy, I tell you, that was brutal. And, you know, they told me, I talked to them, you know, we obviously do a lot of business together, but they told me that the reason why they did that was to make sure that the athletes would get tired, and then you'll see more submissions, more knockouts, and it was a strategic plan.
Okay. Scott Coker, in 5 years from now, where do you see Bellator MMA and yourself?
Well, I think that what you'll see is you'll see big fights in big arenas. You'll see, you know, fighters that are in the top 10 of the world. And I think you'll see another thriving league along with the UFC. I think that there's room for two. And I think it always is a healthy industry when you have two good, solid players in any business.
Good enough. Scott Coker has been our guest, folks, for an hour here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We thank you for your time. I know you're going crazy. Do you commute back and forth to L.A. every week or what? Every day or what?
You know, when I first came out to Bellator, I was commuting, basically living in Orange County Monday through Thursday. But now that we're on the road, I come back to the Bay Area just for the weekend and then fly out to wherever our destination is for the next fight.
Well, all the best to you and your family. Continued success and good health, Scott Coker. I thank you so much for your time, man.
All right, thanks, buddy.
You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Bellator, B-E-L-L-A-T-O-R. Bellator MMA goes Friday nights, 9 p.m. in the East, 9 p.m. in the West, only on Spike TV. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and the American Forces Network. Tower of power to the break.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids, retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance, all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The great Darlene Love, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, my baby. My daddy said she was the bomb, and she's still the bomb. 73 years young, looking good. I saw her a few weeks ago. And the city by the bay, San Francisco, Sigma Stern Grove, the music festival out there, and she was fantastic. She still got it going on. Looks-wise and voice-wise, Darlene Love, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Of course, courtesy of that Phil Spector era. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of mixed martial arts. Of course, we're talking about Bellator this hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and the American Forces Network. By the way, have you downloaded the iHeartRadio app yet? You haven't? Go to iHeartRadio.com/talk, download the iHeartRadio app, take Ring Talk anywhere you go 24/7 on your tablet or your smartphone, or you can take it online with your computer. Straight up, you got Ring Talk in the house 24/7. Now, the Bellator females that are under contract, Julia Budd, a featherweight, 6'2", take that back, she's 6'2" as a pro, 5'8", stands 145 pounds, and she's a pretty good-looking fighter. Marlos Conin. And she's also at featherweight, 21-6, stands 5'9". But the girl that I think is going to be a monster at 145 pounds, look out, baby, Talita Nogueira. Big Nog, Little Nog, those were her brothers, I believe. And she's the real deal. She stands 5'10", and she's 6-0. Bottom line is, if you want to know more about Bellator MMA, go to Bellator.com. They've got the schedule. They've got the fights. Got fighters' profiles. They have their world champions. They've got it all. It's all there. As far as Bellator MMA is concerned, they've got it going on. They've got the fights. And this is a big improvement over the era of Bjorn Rebney. No question about it. As far as the website's concerned, as far as being customer-friendly and fan-friendly, yeah, Bellator is going to be here. And Bellator is going to be here in 5 years from now, bigger than ever, courtesy of Spike TV and the genius of Mr. Scott Coker, our guest. We just spent an hour with him. The guy's a genius. Korean-American by descent. He's incredibly smart. I mean, he started Strikeforce in 85, sold it for like 35, 40 million bucks. Good Lord. I don't care if he had partners or not. He made some money. Smart guy. Glad to have him on the show. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This hour, you're inside looking to the world of mixed martial arts. Of course, Saturdays, we are at 11 a.m. Pacific time. With an hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, we talk both boxing and mixed martial arts combined. And then we come back on Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific time with an hour of boxing and an hour of mixed martial arts. Catch all of that on the iHeartRadio Network at iHeartRadio.com. Download the iHeartRadio app. Until next time, peace, love, and much thanks.